Chamishi. The pasuk continues by telling us the Yomim Tovim of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot. And by each one of these Yom Tovim, the pasuk tells us that they are Mikroi Kodesh, callings of holiness. There is an Isser of doing work. And also, V'grafdem Ishi Lashem, you must bring the Karbonos Musafim that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lamer, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Lamer, speak to the Bnei Yisrael saying, B'chodesh HaShvi, in the seventh month, Tishrei, the Echod LaChodesh, on the first day of the month, Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Yieh Lechem Shabbosoin, it shall be to you, Shabbosoin, a day of rest, Zichron Trua, a remembering of Trua Shofar, Mikra Chodesh, a calling of holiness. Rashi is bothered, why in Parshas Pinchas, when the pasuk discusses the yontif of Rosh Hashanah, the pasuk calls it Yom Truah, a day of Truah, and over here the pasuk says Zichron Truah, a remembering of Truah. Rashi answers that the word Zichron in the pasuk is coming to tell us that by the Tfilas Musif on Rosh Hashanah, we say Psukim of Zichronos, Psukim of remembrance, Psukim that discuss that Hashem remembers all His creations with mercy. The word Truah in the pasuk tells us that by the Tfilas Musif on Rosh Hashanah, we also say Psukim about Shofaris, in order that Akedas Yitzchak will be remembered on our behalf. Since when the Malach stopped Avram from shechting Yitzchak, Avram brought an ayil, a ram instead, we therefore blow the Shofar with a ram's horn, and we also say Psukim dealing with Shofar to remember the Akedah where a ram took the place of Yitzchak. Rashi in Parshas Baal Oischa, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud, on the words Ani Hashem Alekeichem, tells us that besides for Psukim of Zichronos and Psukim of Shofaris, we also say by the Tfilas Musaf on Rosh Hashanah, Psukim of Malchios, Psukim that tell us that Hashem is King over the universe. Although the Tfilah on Rosh Hashanah and these Psukim are only an obligation midrabbanon, so how can we learn it out from the Torah? Sefer Zikaron says that it's only asmachto be'almo, a hint from the Torah, because we find by halachos that are midrabbanon, the rabbanon make drushes from the Torah in order to use the Torah as a support for their halachos, although its source is not actually from the Torah. And the pasuk continues, "Komaleches avoda loisasu, any work shall not be done on Rosh Hashanah. Vikraftem ishe l'Hashem, and you shall be makriv karbonos to Hashem." And this is referring to the karbonos musafim that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. Zok Rashi zichron truah. Zichron, the word zichron means psuke zichronos that we say by the tefillas musaf on Rosh Hashanah, psukim of zichronos, psukim that discuss that Hashem remembers all His creations with mercy. And also, the word Trua tells us upsuke shofaris and psukim that speak about shofar. Liz karlochem, in order that it should be remembered on your behalf, akedas Yitzchak, the akedas Yitzchak, shekirev tachtov ayil, which Avram was makriv instead of Yitzchak and ayil. Therefore, we speak about the ram's horn by saying psukim of shofaris, and we also blow a shofar shel ayil. Vekraftem ishei, and you will be makriv karbonos hamusafim ha'amurim b'chumash ha'pekudim. This is referring to the karbonos musafim that are mentioned in Parshas Pinchas in Chumash ha'pekudim in Sefer Bamidbar, which is called Chumash ha'pekudim, the Chumash of Numbers. And the pasuk continues with the parsha of Yom HaKippurim. Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lamer, and Hashem spoke to Moshe saying. We see by all the Yomim Tovim, they are all stated in a parsha for themselves, starting with Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe Lamer, because each one has its own halachos, and therefore they are all separated in their own parsha. The exception to this is the Yontif of Shavuos. Rabban says that since Shavuos is dependent upon the Karban Omer, because we count 49 days from the Omer, and then on the 50th day is Shavuos, so Shavuos and the Omer are connected, and that's why they are put together in one parsha. But all other Yomim Tovim are listed separately, each one in their own parsha. Yom Kippur is a little bit different than the other Yomim Tovim, because the other Yomim Tovim all say Daber El Bnei Yisrael. By Yom Kippur it only says Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lamer, and it does not say Daber El Bnei Yisrael. Ramban says that since Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are both in the same month of Tishrei, and both of them are Me'inyan Echad, on the same theme, which is Kaparas Avonos, the forgiving of sin, therefore we can connect both parashiyos together, and the Daber El Bnei Yisrael that is stated in Pasuk Chav Daled by Rosh Hashanah can also go on the Parsha of Yom Kippur, and therefore it was not necessary to say Daber El Bnei Yisrael again by Yom Kippur. And the pasuk continues, Ach be'oso lachodesh hashvi hazeh. Only on the 10th day of this 7th month, Yom HaKippurim Hu, it is the day of atonement, Yom Kippur, Mikra Kodesh Yelochem, a calling of holiness it shall be to you. And Rashi tells us that concerning the other Yomim Tovim, Mikra Kodesh, the calling of holiness, was referring to Tfilah. It was holy for davening, ksus nekia, to wear clean clothing, achila v'shtia, for eating and drinking. But since on Yom Kippur, you are not allowed to eat or drink, so therefore mikra kodesh is only going on tefillah and ksus nekia. V'inisem es nafshoseichem, and you shall pain your soul by not eating or drinking on Yom Kippur. V'kraftem ishel Hashem, and you shall bring karbonos to Hashem, which means the karbonos musafim mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. V'chol malacha lo sasu be'etzem hayom hazeh, and no work shall be done on this very day, ki Yom Kippurim Hu, because it is a day of atonement, l'chaper aleichem, to atone for you, lefnei Hashem aleichem, before Hashem your God. Rashi says that the pasuk starts off in pasuk Chav Zayin by saying Ach be'oso lachodesh, only on the 10th day. Ach is always a miut, an exclusion. What is it coming to exclude? Rashi says it is coming to exclude that Yom Kippur can only atone for people who do tshuva, but Yom Kippur is not mechaper. It does not atone for people who do not do tshuva. Ach, it's excluding people that are not shavim, that do not do tshuva. One has to also understand that by all the other Yomim Tovim, the pasuk says Kol Meleches Avoido Loisasu, but over here by Yom Kippur it just says V'chol Melacha Loisasu. It does not say Kol Meleches Avoido. Also, we must understand why the pasuk says over here Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh, on this very day. This lashon of Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh is only stated over here by Yom Kippur, by Shavuos in Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and also by the Isser of eating the Chodosh, the new Tvuah, before the Omer in Pasuk Yudalit. Why only by these three places does the Pasuk say, Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh? The Ayin Ramban who discusses this question. And after the Pasuk has told us that there is an Isser to eat or drink on Yom Kippur, and also there is an Isser to do work, the Pasuk now continues by telling me that if one is over these Yisurim, he will be Chayiv Kares. Ki chol ha-nefesh asher lo su'une. Any person that will not pain himself and will eat and drink on Yom Kippur, be'etzem hayom hazeh, on this very day, v'nichrusso me'ameho, and he will receive Kares. V'chol ha-nefesh asher tase kol melocho. Any person that will do any work be'etzem hayom hazeh, on this very day of Yom Kippur, v'ha'avarti es ha-nefesh ahi mikarev amo, and I will destroy this person from among his people. Rashi is bothered why the Torah switches the Lashon from Pasuk Chavtes, where it says V'nichrasa me'ameho, to Pasuk Lamed, where it says V'ha'avarti, I will destroy. He answers that the Torah is telling us what Kares is. Until now, I do not really know what the Torah meant by V'nichrasa Kares. Now the Pasuk says V'ha'avarti, Kares is Ivadoin, destruction, which means that the person will die prematurely. And the pasuk continues, Kol melacha lo sasu, you shall not do any work. On Yom Kippur, all work is asur. And Rashi asks, why do we need this pasuk if the Torah already said this in pasuk Chav Ches? He answers with two terutzim. One terutz is, Laver olav b'shnei lavim. That is, if somebody does work on Yom Kippur, he will be over two lavim. The lav in pasuk Chav Ches, and the lav in pasuk Lamed Aleph. His second teretz is that since the pasuk says be'etzem hayom hazeh, on this very day, and sometimes be'etzem hayom hazeh is coming to teach us that it occurred during the day and not at night, so you might think the isser of doing work is only on the day of Yom Kippur and not on the evening before that. Therefore, the pasuk has to say kol melacha lo sasu, all work cannot be done not only during the day but even at night. A chayk forever for your generations, wherever you may live. We mentioned two isurim in this parasha on Yom Kippur. One isur is the isur of doing work, and also the isur of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur. Frek the Meshech Chachma, why concerning the isur of doing work does the pasuk say in pasuk Lamed Aleph Chukas Olam, it is an everlasting decree? But concerning the isur of eating, it does not say Chukas Olam. He answers based on the Gemara in Moed Katan Daf Tes, where the Gemara says over there that when Shlomo HaMelech inaugurated the Beis HaMikdash, they made a big Suda and they ate even on Yom Kippur. So we see that there was a time that people ate on Yom Kippur. Therefore, the pasuk cannot say chukas olam because it wasn't forever. Masha enken concerning the isra malacha, Shlomo HaMelech did not do malacha on that Yom Kippur, and that's why concerning isra malacha it could say chukas olam. Shabbat Shabboson Hilochem, it is a complete day of rest for you on Yom Kippur. V'inisem es nafshesechem, and you shall pain your soul. B'sisho lachodesh bo'erev, on the ninth day of the month, bo'erev in the evening that follows the ninth day, me'erev ad erev, from evening to evening, from the evening following the ninth day to the evening that follows the tenth day. Tishbizu Shabbatchem, you shall rest on your day of rest. Chazal tell us that we can read the pasuk v'inisem es nafshesechem b'sisho lachodesh, and you shall pain your soul on the ninth day. How does one pain his soul on the ninth day? Chazal tell us that if one eats and drinks on Erev Yom Kippur on the ninth day of Tishrei, it is considered as if he fasted. And the pasuk is telling us, v'inisem es nafshesechem b'sisho lachodesh, pain your soul on the ninth day. Eat and drink on this ninth day of Tishrei. This way it will be considered as if you fasted on the ninth day and on the tenth day. Zot Rashi, pasuk chav zayin ach, kol achin v'rachin shebetorah miyutin. Whenever the Torah says ach or rak, it is an exclusion. Mechaper hu l'shavim, ve'enu mechaper l'she'enum shavim. Yom Kippur atones for those that do tshuva, but not for those who do not do tshuva. Va'avarti, and I will destroy, l'fishu oimer koris b'chol mokoim, since it says koris in all places, ve'eni yodea mahu, I do not know what koris means, kishu oimer va'avarti, when it says that I will destroy, limit al koris. It teaches us that what does koris mean? She'enoi elo ibodoin, it means destruction. Komalach, why does the Torah say it twice? Lavar olav v'lav harbe. It is either to tell us that one who does malacha on Yom Kippur is over many lavim, or lahazer al maleches laila k'maleches yom. Or it is telling us that one who does malacha on the night of Yom Kippur, it is as if he does malacha on the day of Yom Kippur. They are both aser. This idea that if the pasuk repeats itself a second time, we say lavar olav b'lavim harbe, we find this many times in Rashi. We saw it earlier in this parasha concerning Peah in pasuk chav beis. We saw it in parashas Kisisa, perik lamed daled pasuk chav gimel concerning oyla regel. We saw it in parashas Shmini concerning shrotzim, that one may not eat shrotzim in perik yud aleph pasuk mem daled. And we also see it further in parashas Bahar, Perikhafei Pasuk Lamidvav, concerning the Isser of taking ribbis.